I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 4th. 38-year-old Hassan Monroe of Quincy was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for his role in a major cocaine trafficking operation in the Boston area. Monroe was one of 24 people arrested for drug trafficking as part of an investigation called Operation Snowfall that began 2 years ago. A man tells Quincy police that he was robbed at gunpoint in his Quincy Street driveway Tuesday morning. The victim says another man walked up, stuck a gun in his back, stole his wallet, cell phone, and keys, then punched him to the ground and fled on foot. He was treated for cuts and bruises. Two recent fires in Quincy. Tuesday afternoon, fire burned a porch, stairs, and a door at 156 Highland Avenue in Wollaston, but no one was hurt and the house was saved. And around 4:30 this morning, a mulch fire broke out at the Applebee's restaurant on Hancock Street in North Quincy, but was quickly contained. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay says the warning signs and red flags that are supposed to alert people to high pollution in the water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy are only accurate on average about 25% of the time. The organization says sometimes the accuracy rate is only 13%. The group says the delay in getting the water tested is the reason for the problem. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 4th.